actually the deed I lost.
Thank you, Chair. First, please let me convey New Zealand's appreciation to you for your role in guiding this preparatory committee meeting. We've appreciated the efforts you and your team and the Secretariat have made in bringing us this far. New Zealand viewed the original version of CRP2, containing the draft factual summary, as having achieved a reasonable balance between the NPT's review pillars and the expressions of topics related to these through working papers and debates at this PrepCom. We submitted comments where we believed further improvements could be made. We are of the view that this balance has been changed in CRP 2 Rev 1 in a way which gives rise to significant issues for my delegation. On numerous issues, Rev 1 moves us further away from our objectives for this 11th review cycle and the larger goals of implementing and strengthening the treaty. I offer some specific illustrations. First, New Zealand condemns any and all nuclear threats, implicit or explicit, and irrespective of the circumstances. We, with many other states parties, reject any characterization of such threats which may seek to legitimize a paradigm of responsible versus irresponsible in relation to nuclear weapons. We regret the inclusion of this language in paragraph 14. Second, although it has erroneously been presented as a matter of fact, we note with disappointment the inclusion of a new paragraph asserting that the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons is not an effective measure contributing to the NPT's disarmament goals. We do not agree. In fact, we profoundly disagree with such an assertion. Like a number of other NPT states parties at this PrepCom, New Zealand has noted the complementarity between the NPT and TPNW, both in disarmament and non-proliferation terms. In this regard, we note the use in several places, including on humanitarian consequences, that, quote, some states parties indicated that they did not consider this matter to be relevant to the review of the treaty. This hints at a kind of veto by one or a few states over what the membership as a whole may consider relevant or not to the NPT, which is not something we can accept. New Zealand aligns itself with the comments made by Ireland in terms of the improvements to certain paragraphs under Pillar 2. Chair, it is clear that further engagement among all states parties would be necessary to address serious concerns about balance and substance in CRP 2 Rev 1. New Zealand stands ready to engage in this further work at this PrepCom. As currently drafted, we would not be able to join consensus. Rev 1, in our view, risks polarizing the membership of our treaty even further than it is now. We therefore join the invitation issued to you by Brazil, Egypt, and Mexico to revert to the original version of CRP 2 should you decide to issue a working paper under your own authority. In this regard, I note the precedent from PrepCom 1, at which the then chair tabled as working paper 34, the penultimate, not final, version of the conference paper on strengthening the review process, responding to the invitation of states parties at that time. I thank you, Chair.